Christ in Authority, Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down out of the heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Revelation 10 verse 1 in the Greek. In Revelation 1, we saw this same sublime personage walking as a scrutinizing examiner of his heavenly people, the church, whose members are on earth. In Revelation 4, we saw him as creator of all things, and in Revelation 5 as redeemer of men, hence worthy to open the seals. In Revelation 10, we behold the same one who receives authority in heaven to execute the final purposes of God, Revelation 5. Now descend and stand on land, Palestine, and sea, the nations, in flaming majesty, grandeur, and power to assume full control of all things on earth. Clothed with a cloud signifies that the saints then in glory will be associated with him in his taking charge on earth. A rainbow upon his head indicates that he will show mercy to the repentant in that time of judgment. His head and face as the sun shows that Jesus, as the one bright orb of splendor, will bring to light every hidden thing and expel the darkness of that night of sorrow. His feet as pillars of fire speak of his full purpose and power to punish the wicked because they reject his mercy today. End of Gentile times. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Revelation chapter 10 verse 2. Concerning the little book, see notes on Revelation 10:9. Gentile times will not continue to the close of the tribulation days or the battle of Armageddon, as is taught generally, though the Lord will bring Gentile rebellion and usurpation to an end then. When the Lion of the tribe of Judah shall set up his throne in heaven, then he will begin to control things on earth also. Study the following reflections. First, Jesus announced that from 71 AD, Jerusalem should be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Luke 21:24. John announced that the same holy city shall they, the Gentiles, tread underfoot 42 months, Revelation 11:2. The former must be fulfilled before the latter can begin. The 43 months of treading down can have no meaning if it is a part of the times of the Gentiles mentioned earlier. Indeed, John, being required to measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein, Revelation 11:1, shows that the Lord will take charge of the city and separate the penitent Jews unto himself, allowing the court to fall into the hands of the nations for a brief time, that is, 3.5 years. Second, if God gave the Gentiles dominion for a certain period, how can he justly give the dominion to the Jews within that period? How can he send judgment upon the nations and seek to oust them if they still have the right to reign? Nay, the truth is that when Jesus will begin war with Satan to thrust him down, and when he, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, will take his authority on earth, shown by him standing on land and sea, the nations will be usurpers. This is a truth that 95% of Bible students overlook. Jesus came in his Father's name, but the Jews received him not. He is coming again with authority to reign. At that moment, another will come in his own name, and him they will receive. John 5:43. Will he not be a usurper? With that one, the Jews will enter into a covenant, Daniel 9:27, instead of accepting God's messenger of the covenant of grace. He will be one of the leading rulers or nations of the world. If Christ's rulership begins after Gentile dominion ends, every dominion not in subjection to him will be a usurpation and rebellion. Third, it was said to Daniel, 70 weeks, or 490 years, are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, Daniel 9:24. For what purpose? That the Lord might bestow certain special blessings upon Israel. That period should come within Gentile dominion. But the so-called last week of Daniel 9:26 does not have to be the last 7 years of Gentile times, as many suppose. Neither can that week of 7 years occupy the same time as that expressed by Daniel 9:27. The last or 70th week, which began with the death of Christ, Daniel 9:26, was a period of blessing throughout. But Daniel 9:27 depicts a time of sorrow and trouble with no intimation of blessing. Fourth, notice the following. Now I want to show you that the last 7 years of that determined time for Israel was fulfilled from the death of Christ to the stoning of Stephen, Acts 7. Daniel 9:24 was fulfilled from Calvary to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was not poured out upon the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius, Acts 10, until about 7 years after Pentecost, because God had to make good his word to the prophet in fulfilling the last week, 7 years of the 70 determined weeks. All that was to be accomplished during those 490 decreed years was done before 40 AD. Then God gave repentance to the Gentiles. By his death, the Lord finished the transgression, made an end of sins, and made reconciliation for iniquity, and by his resurrection he brought in everlasting righteousness, and sealed up the vision and prophecy, and anointed the Most Holy, Daniel 9:24. After his resurrection, Jesus gave his ancient people 7 years to receive him as their Messiah and King, as Stephen's gaze into heaven shows, Acts 7 verses 55 and 56. Even having all things common, Acts 2:44, among the disciples, speaks of the year of Jubilee which will come when Jesus Christ shall be received by the nation Israel, Leviticus 25. Pentecost came in the Jewish year of Jubilee. Peter's visit to Cornelius 10 years later was an earnest of the Jews' ministry to the nations after Jesus comes to reign. The Jews rejected Christ at the beginning of this age. Hence, the fulfillment of the 70th week was only an earnest of the full measure of blessing yet to come. It was wholly a period of mercy and grace, as Daniel 9:24 indicates. Therefore, Daniel 9:27 must be fulfilled in distress and perplexity. It will begin in trouble, Jeremiah 30, verse 7, and end in wrath, Revelation 6, 16 and 17. That is added proof that the fulfillment of the terrible week of Daniel 9:27, when Antichrist will make a covenant with the Jews, will be beyond the times of the Gentiles. God will not authorize that covenant. It will be a usurpation. Another who comes in his own name, John 5:43, will presume to take the place that belongs to Jesus Christ only. The Jews, the Gentiles, and the Laodicean church will be out of divine order, which will occasion the sorrow, pain, destruction, and death of that period. Our Lord will be compelled to fight for his official rights. That situation is typified by David's reign over Israel. He ruled over Judah for 7 years, even as Jesus will rule in heaven, before he became actual ruler over the 10 tribes, though he was king by divine choice over the whole nation from the time he ascended the throne over Judah. See 2 Samuel 2 with Psalm 78 verses 70 through 72. The fullness of the Gentiles, Romans 11:25, must not be confounded with the times of the Gentiles, Luke 21 verse 24. The fullness of the Gentiles is religious and refers to the calling out from among the Gentiles a people for the name of the Lord, Acts 15:17. Their fullness will come with the catching away of the church. The light that dispels the blindness from Israel will then break forth. The angel with the everlasting gospel, in view of the coming millennial kingdom, will follow. Compare Matthew 24:14 with Revelation 14:6. For a proof of these facts. The times of the Gentiles is political, and it began when God cast Israel out of their land, 606 BC, giving dominion to the Gentiles, and continues until the beginning of the tribulation when Jesus takes his throne. Christ in authority, Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down out of the heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Revelation 10 verse 1 in the Greek. In Revelation 1, we saw this same sublime personage walking as a scrutinizing examiner of his heavenly people, the church, whose members are on earth. In Revelation 4, we saw him as creator of all things, and in Revelation 5 as Redeemer of men, hence worthy to open the seals. In Revelation 10, we behold the same one who receives authority in heaven to execute the final purposes of God, Revelation 5, now descend and stand on land, Palestine, and sea, the nations, in flaming majesty, grandeur, and power to assume full control of all things on earth. Clothed with a cloud signifies that the saints then in glory will be associated with him in his taking charge on earth. A rainbow upon his head indicates that he will show mercy to the repentant in that time of judgment. His head and face as the sun shows that Jesus, as the one bright orb of splendor, will bring to light every hidden thing and expel the darkness of that night of sorrow. His feet as pillars of fire speak of his full purpose and power to punish the wicked because they reject his mercy today. End of Gentile times. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Revelation chapter 10, verse 2. Concerning the little book, see notes on Revelation 10, 9. Gentile times will not continue to the close of the tribulation days or the battle of Armageddon, as is taught generally, though the Lord will bring Gentile rebellion and usurpation to an end then. When the Lion of the tribe of Judah shall set up his throne in heaven, then he will begin to control things on earth also. Study the following reflections. First, Jesus announced that from 71 AD, Jerusalem should be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Luke 21:24. John announced that the same holy city shall they, the Gentiles, tread underfoot 42 months, Revelation 11:2. The former must be fulfilled before the latter can begin. The 43 months of treading down can have no meaning if it is a part of the times of the Gentiles mentioned earlier. Indeed, John, being required to measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein, Revelation 11:1, shows that the Lord will take charge of the city and separate the penitent Jews unto himself, allowing the court to fall into the hands of the nations for a brief time, that is, 3.5 years. Second, if God gave the Gentiles dominion for a certain period, how can he justly give the dominion to the Jews within that period? How can he send judgment upon the nations and seek to oust them if they still have the right to reign? Nay, the truth is that when Jesus will begin war with Satan to thrust him down, and when he, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, will take his authority on earth, shown by him standing on land and sea, the nations will be usurpers. This is a truth that 95% of Bible students overlook. Jesus came in his Father's name, but the Jews received him not. He is coming again with authority to reign. At that moment, another will come in his own name, and him they will receive. John 5:43. Will he not be a usurper? With that one, the Jews will enter into a covenant, Daniel 9:27, instead of accepting God's messenger of the covenant of grace. He will be one of the leading rulers or nations of the world. If Christ's rulership begins after Gentile dominion ends, every dominion not in subjection to him will be a usurpation and rebellion. Third, it was said to Daniel, 70 weeks, or 490 years, are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, Daniel 9:24. For what purpose? That the Lord might bestow certain special blessings upon Israel. That period should come within Gentile dominion. But the so-called last week of Daniel 9:26 does not have to be the last 7 years of Gentile times, as many suppose. Neither can that week of 7 years occupy the same time as that expressed by Daniel 9:27. The last, or 70th week, which began with the death of Christ, Daniel 9:26, was a period of blessing throughout. But Daniel 9:27 depicts a time of sorrow and trouble, with no intimation of blessing. Fourth, notice the following. Now I want to show you that the last 7 years of that determined time for Israel was fulfilled from the death of Christ to the stoning of Stephen, Acts 7. Daniel 9:24 was fulfilled from Calvary to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was not poured out upon the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius, Acts 10, until about 7 years after Pentecost, because God had to make good his word to the prophet in fulfilling the last week, 7 years of the 70 determined weeks. All that was to be accomplished during those 490 decreed years was done before 40 AD. Then God gave repentance to the Gentiles. By his death, the Lord finished the transgression, made an end of sins, and made reconciliation for iniquity, and by his resurrection he brought in everlasting righteousness, and sealed up the vision and prophecy, and anointed the Most Holy, Daniel 9:24. After his resurrection, Jesus gave his ancient people 7 years to receive him as their Messiah and King, as Stephen's gaze into heaven shows, Acts 7 verses 55 and 56. Even having all things common, Acts 2:44, among the disciples, speaks of the year of Jubilee which will come when Jesus Christ shall be received by the nation Israel, Leviticus 25. Pentecost came in the Jewish year of Jubilee. Peter's visit to Cornelius 10 years later was an earnest of the Jews' ministry to the nations after Jesus comes to reign. The Jews rejected Christ at the beginning of this age. Hence, the fulfillment of the 70th week was only an earnest of the full measure of blessing yet to come. It was wholly a period of mercy and grace, as Daniel 9:24 indicates. Therefore, Daniel 9:27 must be fulfilled in distress and perplexity. It will begin in trouble, Jeremiah 30, verse 7, and end in wrath, Revelation 6, 16 and 17. That is added proof that the fulfillment of the terrible week of Daniel 9:27, when Antichrist will make a covenant with the Jews, will be beyond the times of the Gentiles. God will not authorize that covenant. It will be a usurpation. Another who comes in his own name, John 5:43, will presume to take the place that belongs to Jesus Christ only. The Jews, the Gentiles, and the Laodicean church will be out of divine order, which will occasion the sorrow, pain, destruction, and death of that period. Our Lord will be compelled to fight for his official rights. That situation is typified by David's reign over Israel. He ruled over Judah for 7 years, even as Jesus will rule in heaven, before he became actual ruler over the 10 tribes, though he was king by divine choice over the whole nation from the time he ascended the throne over Judah. See 2 Samuel 2 with Psalm 78 verses 70 through 72. The fullness of the Gentiles, Romans 11:25, must not be confounded with the times of the Gentiles, Luke 21 verse 24. The fullness of the Gentiles is religious and refers to the calling out from among the Gentiles a people for the name of the Lord, Acts 15:17. Their fullness will come with the catching away of the church. The light that dispels the blindness from Israel will then break forth. The angel with the everlasting gospel, in view of the coming millennial kingdom, will follow. Compare Matthew 24:14 with Revelation 14:6 for a proof of these facts. The times of the Gentiles is political, and it began when God cast Israel out of their land, 606 BC, giving dominion to the Gentiles, and continues until the beginning of the tribulation when Jesus takes his throne.